Well, most people think of global warming as largely an atmospheric process. A new study looks at the ocean and its role as the largest reservoir for climate-changing gases.
The atmosphere has been quickly responding to what human activity is doing, and the ocean is slowly catching up, but this slowly takes a long time, and we are not in equilibrium.
That's lead author and Rutgers University professor Yair Rosenthal, who studies changes in climate over time. He worked with colleagues to reconstruct a 10,000-year climate history of the Pacific Ocean using sediment cores from Indonesia.
The surface temperature is the warmest temperature on the planet, and as such, it's a major engine for climate change. Now, at depth, Indonesia is essentially an archipelago of different seaways. So it's a nice conduit where you can essentially monitor changes in at least the Western Pacific without going everywhere in the Pacific.
The study finds that subsurface temperatures near the equator vary in step with natural warming cycles in northern and southern regions of the world. Rosenthal says the sediment cores show a relatively stable ocean that cooled by about 2 degrees Celsius until 300 years ago, when temperatures slowly started to rise.
And when you compare the rate with the modern rate of ocean warming, the modern rates are about 15 times higher than any time in the past 10,000 years.
The recent warming is blamed on emissions pumped into the atmosphere from power plants, buildings, and cars. Rosenthal says while the oceans may buy us some time to adapt to the impact of climate change, they're not a solution to our climate woes.
I think now we basically are way beyond this buffering. Eventually, given enough time, the ocean will equilibrate if we hold temperature one way with the atmosphere, because that's the main storage of heat that we have on the planet. Right now, the way we are forcing climate is really fast, too fast for the ocean to essentially catch up with this warming.
The study is published in the journal Science. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.